And I'm on the phone now with Carroll County Memorial Hospital CEO Jeff Tindall. And Mr. Tindall, there's a big event coming up here this next Tuesday on the 16th. It is the groundbreaking for the new addition. And can you tell what this new building is going to be added on to Carroll County Memorial Hospital?
Sure, Mike. And just a clarification, I've had some people have said, well, it looks like you're already doing some work. And there has been some preliminary work being done to prepare for the building, which will sit on the south side of our hospital. The north side parking lots have all been renovated so that we can move the visitors and cars that would be typically on the south side over to the north. But on Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we will have a groundbreaking to celebrate the beginning construction of a three-story building that will attach to the hospital with two corridors. The primary purpose of that building is to, again, focus on services that this community can, we can provide this community that our patients are having to travel elsewhere to get. And the primary service is day outpatient surgery. We've been out of the surgical business for over 15 years, and this is a very, very needed service. In 2012, over 800 people from our service area went somewhere to get the procedures that we're talking about. And Mike, I would emphasize day surgery, outpatient surgery, meaning it's a procedure that you would come in, have a procedure, and leave that same day. So major surgeries would still go elsewhere. And we're calling that the ground floor, but the first floor, the floor that would be at the same level of the hospital itself, would have an expanded outpatient clinic space. Anybody that's come out here to see a podiatrist or a cardiologist or an orthopedic surgeon knows that the space we have inside the hospital is very, very small. This will give a very modern, expanded service that we can, again, add other services, and one that we're very excited about is we're working on bringing an oncologist in the first of next year, which would allow us to do chemotherapy and some other important healthcare needs that, again, patients are having to travel for. The top floor of that building will be medical office space, allowing patients to see their physician, and if they need an x-ray or a lab procedure, they can stay within the confines of the building, go back down the elevator to the hospital, and not have to get back out in the weather. This 43,000 square foot building is approximately $16.5 million. It's one of these situations, Mike. It's a huge risk with huge potential benefits for this community. I get asked by people often if I can tell them exactly what the reimbursement or what the financial outcome of this building is going to be 2 and 3 years down the road. And sadly, of course, I cannot. The healthcare is an evolving business. It changes literally daily with Republicans taking over Congress and D.C. We don't really know what's going to change, if anything. But we believe strongly, our board and the administration of this hospital believe strongly that we are committed to finding services to allow people to have their healthcare needs met in Carrollton and Carroll County as opposed to having to drive to the city.
Absolutely, and that can deter some people for treatment, especially just a doctor visits or, as you say, a chemotherapy to put on top of it, a long drive. Now, you joined a larger medical group earlier this year or late last year, and is that helping you with some of the funding?
Mike, you're referring to, I believe, the affiliation that this hospital did in July of this year. We are now part of the HCA Midwest division. The HCA is the largest healthcare chain in the country. The Midwest division, located out of the Kansas City area, has a four-state circumference, and this hospital is still owned and governed locally, but has a management arrangement with HCA. And what that's going to do is to allow us anywhere from 10 to 15% savings on things like equipment. And that's going to help reduce that $16.5 million down to, we hope, below $16 million. They've also been involved in strategic analysis of drawings and statistical information as to where our patients are currently going and those patients that we have to try to persuade to come back. And so having those resources of a large corporation like HCA to help us plan has been essentially important to us.
And also, getting back to the ACA, as you referenced, the Republicans taking control of both the Senate and House here in January, do you see an issue, perhaps, if reduced funding is done to the ACA, or do you think it's something that really should be sustained and carried through with?
You know, Mike, it's a fantastic question, and one that I've contemplated a lot. My experience would tell me that we'll have some modifications, but conceptually, I don't know that in the next 4 or 5 years we're going to see major changes. What I am hoping will happen is that the unintended consequences of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, sometimes known as Obamacare, what I'm hoping is those unintended consequences that I don't think Congress and the President really thought through, that the Republicans will analyze those and minimize those collateral damages that are coming in terms of our funding, et cetera. I think it's going to be difficult. Budget's going to be difficult for me to think that we're going to get more funding. I doubt. What I'm hoping is we don't get reduced funding.
Of course, and really this has helped the healthcare industry to some extent and is driving down costs in some areas, but like you said, there is some collateral damage in loss of coverage as well as personal income taxes and things of that nature. So we'll move apart from that. Again, the groundbreaking for this administration building, which would allow a lot of services to come to the area. Tell us, when again is it and how people can attend and where do they go?
Mike, it'll be at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 16th. And certainly everything we do at this hospital is open to the public. Anybody who would want to come watch, about 15, 16 people put a shovel in the ground are certainly welcome. We anticipate that it's not going to be an 80-degree sunny day, so we're going to do what we do outside relatively quickly and then have a reception inside the hospital in the cafeteria that will explain and answer any questions that anybody has. So certainly the public is more than welcome to come out. There won't be a lot of things for them to see, but certainly if they have questions, we're happy to field those. And Mike, as you know, I'm always receptive to meeting one-on-one or taking a phone call from anyone that's interested in knowing about our hospital.
Absolutely, Mr. Tindall, and we appreciate your time talking to us. And if I could, probably one other question people would ask about this groundbreaking is what's the time frame after that groundbreaking for, potential completion?
Again, a very good question. Subject to the elements that we can't control, weather, we're hoping this is anywhere from 18 months to 24 months when we actually open the services. And I would suspect that because there are three distinct services with the respective floors, that some may open earlier than others. Our focus will be clearly on the surgery and outpatient. Our last focus will be on the medical office space. So I could see it perhaps opening a little bit later. And Mike, you and I talked earlier about the funding. I will comment on that because I think that's a question people are interested in. We are a private, not-for-profit institution, and we are funding this mostly out of savings that we've generated over the last 50-some years. But we're also going to debt finance this with local banks and a larger banking institution in the city. We believe strongly in supporting our local economy, and so we are working with a couple of local banks and then a larger bank in the city.
Well, Mr. Tindall, we appreciate your time, and thank you, and we look forward to the groundbreaking coming up Tuesday afternoon.
Mike, we always appreciate your interest. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. That is Jeff Tindall, the CEO of Carroll County Memorial Hospital.